You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Barely done celebrating their advance in the World Cup this week, Mexico is headed into another emotional weekend as the much-anticipated presidential elections get underway south of our border. Frontrunner Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO as he's often called, has been described by those following the election closely as a leftist firebrand whose main antagonist may very well be U.S. President Donald Trump. Rodrigo Cervantes is a Mexico City bureau chief for KJZZ, the public radio station out of Phoenix, Arizona, and he joins us now from his base in Mexico City. Rodrigo, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
So what's the anticipation in the country's capital like leading up to this election? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you feeling?
Well, right now, the entire country is waiting for Sunday's election, particularly since Wednesday. That was the last day when every single candidate and political party can actually have political activities and public activities. So right now, according to the electoral law in Mexico, it's a moment to reflect, to meditate, and to think about the elections. And so far, what we know also is that the latest results from most of the polls are giving Andrés Manuel López Obrador the leading votes. He is in most of the polls leading by 50, 51, or 45%, which tells us that half of Mexicans might vote for López Obrador.
If fewer than half vote for López Obrador, does this go into a runoff situation?
No, in fact, this would be historical because most of the time since Mexico is going to have four candidates. One of them is an independent candidate, the first time we have one. It's also going to be three candidates that are working under political coalitions. Mm-hmm. So the fact that there is one candidate that is having 50% of the votes tells us that the society is strongly divided compared to other elections where you had like very narrow differences. We're talking about like sometimes the leading candidate and the second place would be 30% to 35% each, right?
So what is it that's got López Obrador so far ahead? I mean, is there something he's saying on the campaign trail? He's been saying on the campaign trail. Is it something about his policy and or domestic positions?
Well, López Obrador is definitely one of the most interesting characters in Mexican politics in the recent years. This is the third time that he's running for president, the first time that he's running as the candidate for Morena, a party that he founded. López Obrador has constantly been very aggressive on his posture against the institutions and against politics in Mexico, or the way they've been handled constantly. But in these elections, we're seeing a more moderate López Obrador. He's still leading his followers by arguing that he's going to fight corruption in the country. And he is also becoming, for many people in Mexico, an emblem of the anti-system. Some analysts compare López Obrador to Donald Trump. López Obrador has had some approaches that could seem populist. He's also very difficult to interpret, even as reporters. We sometimes are having problems on really figuring out how he changes his mind or his positions in many, many issues. But at the end of the day, what also many analysts say and agree is that most of the Mexicans that are going to vote for him, it's because they find in him an image of change and also a message to the entire political system in Mexico that things are not right.
How much has this election been about the U.S., in particular Donald Trump? He's had a lot to say about NAFTA, and of course we've seen the separations of families at the border. Has that come up much?
Definitely the relationship between Mexico and the U.S. plays an important role. But what we saw during these campaigns is that most of the candidates actually took a strong stance to protect Mexico's sovereignty. Most of them also were calling for a new dialogue with President Trump. They're also standing against family separations. I would say that in the particular case of López Obrador or in any other candidate, the U.S.-Mexico relation actually didn't become as important or relevant as probably in previous elections. Every single candidate apparently is aware that the NAFTA renegotiation needs to keep going and that there's a lot of issues related to immigration, for instance, or border security that will have to be addressed with the Trump administration.
Rodrigo Cervantes is the Mexico City bureau chief for Phoenix, Arizona public radio station KJZZ. He's been speaking with us from his base in Mexico City. Rodrigo, thanks again.
Thank you very much for having me.